You passed around the note? I sent you?
I emailed it, yeah.
Yeah? Thought we got interest.
That's already set that second is late.
I get a mazel tov. Our results going to have the second quarter this day.
Mazel bracha. How's everyone?
10 figures, 10 toes. Little girl looks like the father.
Beautiful. Zayin gezunt. This girl got a terrible mazel tov. All right, Rabbi Sai, this is a big one. We're getting into my Shalem Saif. But this is probably from the most Chomerdikah Shailas that you ever have to answer. You usually defer to Gedolei Yisrael. You don't want to answer yourself. But at least we're going to get some basic ideas. Understanding of the guidelines, the concepts. To help us and lead us in the right way to be able to understand Torah Sadeh Kedeshah and Divrei Chachamim. Okay, this is really not necessarily part of the Seder HaDvarim that I was originally planned out. It happens to be that I got for other reasons because of learning in Divrei Chabura into this thing right now, and I'm really trying to get a good handle on this big topic of Dinah Masira at Meiser. And it's a very, very big topic, and it has so many very serious, grave consequences, then we want to be Elohim, and we have to know that what we have to deal with when a situation like this comes up, at least to understand some of the guidelines. So, Be'ezah Hashem, Zehachali Be'ezah Hashem, we should get to understand this. Start off with the Lashon HaRambam on page 1. The numbers are now on the upper left. Save me a line on the bottom. This is verbatim the words of the Rambam in the reference, as well as the Lashon of the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, who just copied and pasted the words of the Rambam into the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both say, "Aser limsor Yisrael biyad goyim." It's forbidden to give over a yid into the hands of goyim that are going to cause him any kind of loss and damage. Whether it be a corporal punishment of beating him, imprisoning him, or killing him, or even just a matter of taking away all or some, or even just a little tiny bit of his money. And whoever this yid is, doesn't matter, even if this person is a very bad yid, doesn't matter, a yid's still a yid. And even if he's harassing you, or the person, and driving him absolutely batty and crazy. You could imagine whatever goes under that title of harassment, as long as it's not physical assault, as long as he's not coming and beating a person, even though he's harassing him and calling him names and interrupting him and making loud noises at 2 o'clock in the morning and waking him up and I don't know, whatever else he does to be able to make his life miserable. Filo hoya meitzelo matzaroi. It still is usher to be meiser. So first thing over here that we learn that there's such an isser masir, we have to define what the isser is, what is its basis. Of course, what the guidelines is going to follow. And that this applies whether you're going to cause him to have any kind of a physical suffering or whether monetary loss. And it's usher, no matter what he's doing to you, short of physical assault, even though he's made slow mitzarei, can't even tell you for sure the Rambam holds with that exclusion. The Ramah does in Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to that later. Afilu hayam meitzel umatzaro. B'chala meiser Yisrael b'yad goyim b'yam b'guv b'mamono ein lo chelek olam haba. Wow. Way over the top. Right? That's way beyond the norm of what the Rambam you would expect to be telling you. It's an usher. Okay? You're a mazik. You're a mehezik. Whatever this is, we have to define. But now it takes it way beyond that. Ein lo chelek olam haba. He's cut off from Yisrael and Kutcha Brichu, which obviously means that we're dealing with something profound beyond almost anything else in the Torah. Not only that, if that's not enough for you, Mutu laharig hamayisir, you're allowed to go and kill him, which postures the Rambam means, and the Shach understands the Rambam like this, even though maybe it's debatable in Shulchan Aruch. And the basic idea brings down a Chuvas Rashba that's explicit like this, that it means be a daim. You're allowed to take him and shoot him in the back, or any other way that you'll take him and kill him. Mutter laharagamais, that's Pashup Shah, the words of the Mechaber and the Rambam. It's mutter to kill him. B'chol makayim, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in America or anywhere else, you might have legal consequences, so you have to make sure you do it carefully. Hire the right kind of people that could disappear afterwards. B'afilu b'zman hazeh, we're not advocating anyone doing this, we're just right now reading halach. B'afilu b'zman hazeh, and even nowadays, she'ein dinei nefashais, that she'ein dana dinei nefashais. Nowadays, we can't dana dinei nefashais, because it says, v'kam t'vlis al-mokam ahu, m'lamish al-mokam gerei. But only when the Sanhedrin Gedela of 71 were sitting in the Lishkas of Gaza's position in the base of Mikdash, could a Sanhedrin Katana of 23 in all the cities of Eretz Yisrael don din and nefashais and kill a person for Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, Gila Rayas, and other things that are chayav mitzvos bezdin. But when there's no Sanhedrin in the base of Mikdash, then no bezdin, even if it's a properly authorized Bezdin of Smuchim cannot don din nefashais. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that 40 years before the Korban Vayasheni, the Sanhedrin was purposely geila itself and went into exile and left the Lishkas HaGazas, left the base of Mikdash. And the Mishnah Rashon talks about that when it went on 10 different stages of Galus until it reached Yavne. Which was where it was at the time of the Churban, or Yochanan Zakkai asked the Goyim for Tein Li Yavne V'Chachameha. But that was a self-imposed galus before the Churban HaBayis that the Sanhedrin took upon itself, for the expressed reason, because they wanted to no longer don din nefashais, because the Gemara said it was nefishi reitzchim, it was out of hand, it was the Wild West, and it was beyond what Bezin was prepared to do. Bezin was not going to start killing people every other day, and therefore they basically hung up their whatever they retired from the bench and moved out. So Kolshke nowadays that there's no base in Migdash, unfortunately, and there's no Sanhedrin, and we don't have anyone that's a samuch in the original smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down, which ended in the early days of the Amoraim. And that's when they stop being called Rebbe Mei and Rebbe Shimon. They start becoming Rav Chista and Rav Ashi. Rav is no longer with Smicha and Kolshke in the later day race. The Smicha that you have for Rabbanus in the days of the Achrayim is only a heter for them to pass an Isser v'heter. The Ramah describes in Yeridea that it shouldn't be a Meir Rav of Nei Rabbi. It gives Rishus from their Rebbe to have to pass an even in his lifetime. As well as it's a haskama, it's an approval that this person is fit and roiv to paskin, as approved by his Rebbe, and therefore that's where we do smicha. But it's not the genuine smicha that gives Bezin the rights to be able to paskin dina nefashes, or likewise dina malchus, or likewise kiddush achaydesh, other such halachas that afka require elkim dina knosais, etc. So nowadays we can't don dina nefashes. Even so, the Rambam says, but even nowadays, wherever we live, in whatever country it might be, in whatever time, in whatever era it might be, we can still do this halacha of killing a meiser. Umut lahargo kadam sheyimsor. You don't wait until he actually does his evil work. When he's already threatening it and saying and planning it, and you have indication that he's going to be doing it. El gishomah harani meiser ploni begufo b'mono. When he says, I'm going to get him, I'm going to turn him in, I'm going to inform on him, I'm going to frame him and accuse him of something. V'afilu mamon kal, even if it's a matter of being meiser, a $10 debt, he's going to have to pay a fine. Hare hitras l'misa, the luck is that his blood is now free, and you're allowed to go and kill him. U'masrimbo, and if possible, the Ramah says, it's not absolutely required, but when it's possible, you're supposed to give him hasra, first give him a warning. If it's not possible, then skip the step. V'omrum lai al timsor, v'omhei is pun of omr lai, Ella Akiya, Ella M. Sereno, and the person said, leave me alone, I'm doing what I want to do, and that's the din is mitzvah lahargai. Now it's upgraded from just being mutzvah lahargai, but once he's made as pun of it's even mitzvah lahargai. Rechol karim lahargai zacha, geig is earned to hate, it's a tremendous mitzvah, let's say, shem yichah kutcha brichu, put on your gartel and go to the mikvah first if that's your minig. But it's you're doing a mitzvah to go and kill a meiser.
But even before master and by your mind, Even before Basra and Goy, you're allowed to
give. Even before?
Basra and Goy.
Even giving Hasra. When you're able to give Hasra, you should give Hasra first. When you're not able to give Hasra because of whatever circumstances, either because it's imminent, he's immediately going to do it, or because anyone comes over to him and gives Hasra will be the next person on his list, so that is dangerous, then do it without some.
And this is only until he commits the Masir.
That's a Chiddush of the Rambam. It doesn't say like that anywhere in Chazal. I could tell you with absolute certainty it's nowhere in Bavli, Yerushalmi, to accept Hasra for free, because the next four words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Asa ha-maisa shazomam umasar. If he carried out his evil plan and he informed that the other guy has now been taken away or become penalized some kind of fine of even $10, then Yiroi Ali, it seems to me, my opinion, the Rambam says, she'asa lahargai, that it now becomes usher to do all this to him. Elokein huchsek limsor, unless he's done this numerous times and therefore it's even after the fact, it's still before the next fact, and therefore it's beforehand. When the Rambam says the expression Yiroi Ali, which he does about 40 times in the Yadah Chazakah, the klal is that means that something he couldn't find anywhere in Bavli Yerushalmi Tosefta to source of Franz Afri, his five sources in Chazal. And he just says that my understanding of the entirety of this halacha, entirety of Torah, tells me this Kiddush, but I have no source for it. Every other Rambam is straight, he has a source from one of those source materials of Chazal. So Rama says over here, ye royally, and we'll see soon that the other Rishayim argue on this point. The Riff argues on this point.
He's treating like a Rishayim.
Sorry?
He's treating like he's looked like he has a din of a Rishayim.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Rambam is treating him like a din of a Rishayim. Mm-hmm. The din is that of a Rishayim is Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, hold a knife in his hands, and said, I'm going to get you, and he's running, and Shimon's running for his life. So if you could, you try to tell Reuven stop. And if you can't, then you don't. So and then there's the Nitin Hatzila Banavshai, you're allowed to save him at the cost of Reuven's life. If it's Ef Shel Hatzila Be'echa Be'evarav, if you can shoot him in the leg, don't shoot him in the chest. But if you can't control that kind of aim from the kind of distance or whatever the circumstances are that you can't do less than the full job, then go ahead and you kill Reuven for two reasons. First of all, to save Shimon's life. But second of all, to save Reuven's from being a rotzeach. And the same halacha applies when a person's rodeif after a nayim morosa or after anyone erbas, whether it's ba'ines or filo b'rotzein, right? So there it's not a matter because you're saving anyone's life. She's a consenting adult. She's also willing to do this aveira. The din is nitin la'asila b'nafsha. We can't do it in practice. I'm not advocating anything. We're just learning the halacha over here. Then you're allowed to kill them both to save them, Zimri, from doing that's Kanoya Pogum by a goy, but by a mamash or one of the arayos. So then it's nitilat silbanafsha to save him from the avera of it. So there's two things by a rotzeach, is to save the victim that's being chased after, save his life, and to save the rotzeach from doing the terrible avera of shvichas damim, one of the yehara vayavar most chomerdik averas in the Torah.
And equally, once they've done it, you're also
Once a rotzeach, unfortunately, got there first before you did, and Reuven killed Shimon. Now, you have to go through the process of Dina Nefashes, so you have to have two Edom and Asra, and you have to have a proper Bez Din with the Lishkas, the Gazas, Dikas, and Hedrin, and you have to be able to go have all that. If you don't have that, you don't have it. And therefore, that's killing him after the fact. Asa harah maisar asher zomam umasar yiroi ali zok the Rambam. It appears to me, my opinion, my Das Torah of the Rambam, which of course is powerful, it's Das of the Rambam, was not necessarily going to compel all Rishonim to line up and sign on to the same opinion. And the Shach understands, he brings from a Mordechai and Rabbeinu Simcha, who's a grandson of Rashi, that he learns from a Riff that he argues on this Nakuda, and we're never going to talk about what the base of that Machlekes is. So the Rambam over here and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch have taken us from Usser, that's a rather modest beginning, to Isra to be Meiser Begufo, and even Bemomono, even Bemomonkal, even if the guy's a bad brother, he's a Rasha, and even if he's Meiser the person and it's hired him. And then the Rambam took us to the point that it's telling us that such a person is a Ein L'Chalak Haba. And then the Rambam takes us further, and the Shulchan Aruch, to say that's Mutul Haragai. And it's got nothing to do with Dinu Fasha, Zafilu Bezman Azev, V'chol Mokayim, b'chol zman. It's even a mitzvah lahar gai. However, only before the fact to save the it from happening, and not after the fact. Unless he's chuchzik, because then it's always before the fact. And then he's done it time after time. He's going to keep on doing it. That's why you have to get rid of him. Arayze yihari.
What's the redeem for that?
Oh, good question. Because he's asking, so Bishleima, if he's going to be Maisa person and frame him and allege him that he's Chayav Misa, so he's a Mamash right if he wants to kill the other person by accusing him of a capital crime. Or if he's accusing him of jaywalking or of parking in a no parking space, okay, so that's what he'll suffer. Like, where does all this Eidel Chelagaba and Mutu Lahargo and Dina right even? Where does it all come from? A very, very important question we have to answer. But we're not done yet with the Rambam before we come to that. Umaisim b'chol zman b'arya mayrav. And the Rambam is saying, I don't think that this is only theoretical, but this is something that we practice throughout our gullus, and I can tell you since then, since the days of the Rambam, in the next 800 years it was done, I don't know how many countless times. That if people know that certain people were informers, then it was done on a regular basis that such people are just no longer here. And also what they do is you meiser them to punish them in every way possible. The minig in the European centuries was there was a mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Of course, the maisers are from a yid with longer payas and wouldn't go into Shabbos without going to the mikvah first. And they just made sure that he went down. He didn't come back up again. 200-400 pounders that went on right after him and they took their time with the mikvah. That was the common practice at the mikvahs where he didn't come back up.
How long could he hold his breath?
200-400 pounders take care of that right, very quick.
And Arei Hamariv, it's west of Eretz Israel.
Spain. Portugal. You know, where his homelands. Rama had to run away for that from his life, but that was his homeland. Svarbin, Maimon Hasvardi. Avo, v'chol hamei, v'chein kol hameitzel et zibur o mitzaro, so mutter limsor yobi aragoyev lahakosu l'osu l'kadosei. And now the Rambam all of a sudden goes beyond this. This even bigger Kiddush than what we had beforehand. We said beforehand, if he's Mitzayar a person, Meitzer or Mitzayar, whatever the two different levels are, doesn't matter. We'll see soon that's a Farish Gemara. But that's only if he's harassing an individual. But when he becomes a public nuisance, he's Meitzer Mitzayar for a Tzibur, Mitzayar also, then you Mutala Masrei, doesn't say over here Mutala Hargai, but Mutala Masrei be Agoyim. Lahakoso, ula osro, ula konsai. It doesn't say lahargo directly. All right, and go over here and give him over and tell them that he's at fault for whatever it is. Avnetzar yachid osro the basrei, osro the abid. But if it's only a matter of him bothering a yachid, a harasser, that you're not allowed to go and measure him and get him locked up and such like that. Vosser, so therefore, let's say if you have someone that's constantly harassing, you can get a peace order against him. A restraining order that he should stop bothering you, but then he comes and he continues bothering you. So the next step is in the legal process is that you call the 911 and he's under contempt of court and they take him and lock him up in jail. You can't do that. That's a meiser. You won't have a little boy. You don't make that second call because then he's a meiser. Harassment, whatever, stalking and spooking and scaring the person. As long as he never touches you and beats you, then you're allowed to make a restraint and get him to scare him to get stay away. But to imprison him, la'asrei, la'kansai, or to penalize him, that would be usr, that would have a din of meiser.
Isn't a restraining order there to prevent the next step, which would be actual physical harm?
So far, there's no physical harm. He just does all these kind of, you know, bothersome practices. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to drive you crazy. Now, we never see him that he wants to come over there and punch you in the face or do something like that. He just wants to drive you crazy. There are people like that in this world.
This would include
I didn't even know a few of them.
The threat, I'm going to get you. That
what?
Would be, I imagine, in this if he's not hitting and...
Well, I don't know what... it's a very vague term. What does that mean? There's all kinds of ways I'm going to get you.
I
know someone that calls someone else 16 times every night, or every hour of the night, with different phone numbers. You can't even trace it, and blocks it. He knows how to block it. And just be able to drive him nuts. He does not jump on top of him and beat him to a pulp. But he drives him nuts. Why? Because of whatever midos rows there are. There are certain people like that in this world. And it's harassment. It's terrible. But it's not... that's a beitzer yachid. But if he's meitzer rabim, we'll have to maybe have to establish what a definition of a tzibur. He doesn't say rabim is there. He says it's a tzibur. Rabim might be three people. Tzibur is a whole community.
So tzibur is... You always hear it to the police. And what if they don't, they're going to put him in jail for a day? That's called
Meiser.
What if they're
going to
fine him?
Is that
called
Meiser? Well, Ram says, Lakoso, Ulaoso, Ulakansai. Kanas is also Masira. Although that might be a Kanas that they'll penalize and make to pay to the government. But if they're going to make him pay, which I think is what they do with Rashid, or they make the offender pay the offendee a Kanas of, you know, a couple of dollars, whatever they want to, with the judges.
Yeah, find those.
But when a person harasses and violates, I've seen this happen in court, that they make a knas that the offender has to pay the other guy $250, whatever they made, whatever number the judge has on his mind that day.
Fine, not a damage award.
I don't know what they call it. I don't know. That's his problem. I don't know.
Can a
okay.
Basin show Yisrael do anything in such a case?
Well, there is a siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Beis in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that says that Bezin is allowed to be makam v'onjit shlom min adin, even when somebody doesn't fall into the strict guidelines of any kind of chiyav malchus or chiyav mammon or chiyav misa or things like that, but just be able to stop something that has to be stopped. The Gemara says that unfortunately, we live in a Yiddish Klai Yisrael now that's the worst Klai Yisrael that ever was. In our madrigas, that Rov Klai Yisrael is not Shemar Torah Mitzvahs at all. But go back a couple hundred years in history, there was factional groups like that, but the body of Klai Yisrael was still strong. So going back many, many centuries, when you have a world that's Yidden, whether they're affluent or whether they're impoverished and suffering, they were Shemar Torah Mitzvahs. And then someone starts breaking Shabbos, even with a Dabra Kal. And the Gemara describes, one guy comes into a community, otherwise everyone would shomer Shabbos, and he rides his horse on Shabbos. So this is Drabanan. The Drabanan took him and gave him a skila and they killed him. Now, a riding horse is only a Drabanan, it's not Chayav Skila. But this was going to be the first pirza, the first breach of the walls of Shabbos that soon it's going to bring to a whole breakdown of Shabbos entirely. So that's Makam Ojin Shlom Min Adin, a tzibur that was up Gehit in Kedusha and Tznius. And one person took his wife, and he had relations with her under a tree in a public place. Now, it's not Gilui Raos. It's his own wife. But the pirza of it is a breakdown in any kind of sense of Kedusha, and it's going to lead to all kinds of Raos that they took him and gave him Misa. That was Shlom Min Adin.
And now, just because from the Seder Rabbim, we... I'm not at that Klal Yisrael anymore, so we don't have any method other than, unless we're getting physically hurt, we have no way to have a justice system.
Well, there's a couple of things, depending on the situation. First of all, Bedera Klal, Bezin, or Rabbanim, we give a heter when a person feels threatened to get a restraining order, especially if they're afraid for physical violence, or especially if there's a history of physical violence, domestic cases or otherwise. So then it's a matter of protection. And then protection is different. The Ramah says that even Mesiras Mutter, when it's a matter of actual protection, protection from physical attack, number one. Number two is, when it's a matter of harassment, you could also get the restraining order. That usually will do a lot to scare the other person, because he knows that he's subject to contempt. He doesn't know that we're saying, sure, you're really not supposed to actually play that card. And thirdly is that sometimes within a community there's things that you could do, depending on situations. Derek Klau, this is not our standard way of doing business in where we run our either Rabbanim in town or in a Bez in a formal setting, here or elsewhere. There's only one time, I don't know if I want to say this on tape. Okay. I once had one time that we had to play that Siman Dalet, the Siman Beis, and do something Shalom Meradin, and I'm pretty confident that we did the right thing. I don't want to say I don't take. Okay, anyway. Okay, let's get back over here. Ask my Yom Tov. Let's go back over here. So we have over here a huge parsha, a big mouthful of what Mice is all about, and a lot challenging over here to be able to come to understand this parsha and its guidelines. So we're going to start one step at a time and try to build it, and we'll get better Hashem as far as we get. Step number one is Gemara Gittin, which comes the next paragraph, in which Mar Ukva tells Rabbi Lazar, early Amorayim, B'nei Adam Ha'omdim Olai, I have certain people that are my antagonists, and they're Macharif U'magadif, and they're disturbing me and cursing me and disrupting my life. We'll be out of the Muslim office, and I'm whatever, he doesn't tell the details, but I have a situation which the Malchus is looking for someone. There's someone doing contraband. I can say, yeah, it's those guys over there. So I can point to them, and they'll get them out of my way. They'll go away for quite a long while, and my life will be a bit quiet again. Could I do that? So Rebbe Loza answered back, a pasuk, Amarti Eshmer Drachi Mechatei B'Lasheni Eshmer Lefi Maksam Bod Rosh L'Negdi. That David Mel says that even when I have a Russia coming in, L'Negdi, as an opponent, antagonist against me, I'll still have a maxim lefi. I'm going to keep myself silent and hold myself back. So he sent an invite to Marukva. He says, come with Sarali too, but their mamish bother me so much. I can't turn. I can't do anything. Whatever I do. Lo masita d'ekebo. I can't stand it. I can't operate. I can't live like this. Now, I don't know what Marukva's tolerance levels were, but I imagine Amgadol, he wasn't making a big deal out of nothing. These guys were really stretching the limits. And what can I do about it? You know, nothing we could do over here? So he said, yeah, there's something great you could do about it. Go back to learning. Shalach lei, doim la'ashem v'schal olai. Just be silent, doim, v'yidom arein, v'schal olai, and give your trust to Hashem. Doim la'ashem, give your trust silently to Hashem. V'hu ya'pilu m'chol chalolam chalolam, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of these guys for you. If you don't do something, if you start antagonizing, it's going to be you against them, because Brawl's going to stand by and watch, you know, the show, who the best man's with. But if you do nothing, because Brawl's going to take up the case, you'll do much better. Hashkin Vahara Valeo based matters, what you should do is start learning more than you did beforehand. Get up earlier in the morning and stay later at night and increase your Ezekotera. Then Kalo Valeo, you'll see that they'll just disappear in a short while of time. Adarva Yazubi Rablazar, soon after Rablazar said this, Nasnu the Geneva, who was this person that was the antagonist, Bakailar, he was soon in the chain gang on death row. So that was the end of him. But Mar Ukva was given a psak over here that even when they're matzara him and driving him bananas, crazy, that he can't live. Lo mitzina ikabu, I can't stand it anymore. They're going there too much. Tuva, tsarli tuva. Sorry, you can't do anything over here. You can't be most of them. So the riff. Shemina minei dafil b'makom sar asul lemeisar lemimsar bar yisrael malchus akum loshna gufe loshna mamone. That's the first psak of the Rambam in the first halakha that we read on top of this page. But afilu his meis lo matzaroi, you can't be mozer him b'gufu b'mamono. Straight from the riff, straight from the Gemara, this is where he's coming from. Step number one, that it's aser, which isn't a big chiddush. We understand that should be that it's aser. It's aser because you're gonna be mazik him. Maybe you're going to be mazik him more than he deserves. Maybe you're going to be mazik him more than he was mazik you. And you can't do that.
Is that the reason?
Well, if that's all we had, we could say that's the reason. Since we're going to go beyond that, we're going to say that it's Eilu Chelek Al Haba and it's Mutla Harga B'Yadayim, so the reason has to be much more than simply a matter of Hezek. Every person that's mazik, if someone takes a baseball and throws it through your window, you can't go and shoot him. Right? You could tell him you got to pay. Right, but you can't go and kill him, and a person that throws a baseball, even purposely, maliciously, out of sinas chinam with a horrible, terrible thing, it doesn't say luchelik elu abba. He's a mazik. Okay, so he owes you $200 for a broken window, and an apology maybe too. But there's no luchelik elu abba. There's no maridim vein malon. There's no mutal har gabi adayim. So obviously, this is going way beyond the norms of Hezek. The I'm going to abridge this discussion right now. The rest of the sources on this side of this page, in the Rambam, in the beginning of that Perek, and the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of the Siman, as well as the two Gemaras above a comma, go down and they say that someone that's a Meiser and causes a damage, if Reuven is Meiser Shimon, and Shimon therefore suffers, let's say, financial damage because of that, Reuven's going to be chayav to pay Tashlumi Nezek, like any other Mazik, it's one of the Avos Nezikin, and it's chayav to pay Bimeita for Oretz, and it's Gleivim Mibon of Acharov, like a Shar Kol HaMazikin, and Rashi and Tosafot say that it has a Din of Dinu Degarmi, and that's a Kedin de Rabbanon. And the Ramban says, I'll just bring it over here, that says, even if you hold Dina de Garmi as a Raisa, that's only when I did it myself. But over here, when I tell the Goy and the Goy did it, so it's only a Grammai, they ask someone else, it's only going to be a Din de Rabbanon, and that's a Din of a Mazik. Now, a Mazik is Aser. It's Aser to be Mazik people. We learned this a long time ago. Besides, V'haf the Rech HaKabaych or HaShavaz HaVeda, Rabbi Yehuda says, all the Dina Mazikim go into the Lav of Los Sigzol. And the Teresh Ba'peh of the Chof Dalet of Azizikah is the Perish of Lo Sigzel that it says in the Torah. And so you're Goslin, you're Mazik. The Mazik is certainly Aser to do. If it's a Mazik Drabanon, the Chorah means it's an Iser Drabanon, it's a Gezel Drabanon, and it's certainly going to be a bad thing to do. But it doesn't sound like that alone would be warrant to say that it's Hargam I say, and Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba, which are rather extreme. The bottom of this page, bottom of page one, Gemara above a comma, Kuf Yud Zayin, brings another story about a certain person that wanted to be boilach vuye, that's the Gemara's term for being to speak and tell about him, to inform upon him, atibdun de chavre. And what he's going to cost him was only a matter of tevin. Tevin is some straw, some relatively cheap material, and the melech was looking, or his government, or his policeman, or his army was looking for it. We need some tevin. And I said, oh, my friend Joe over there, he has a lot of Tevin. They went and they grabbed all of his Tevin. It cost him whatever, $100, a couple $100 worth of damage. So this person, before he did it, he said, before Rav, the God of the Moroyim, he said, I think I'm going to go tell that Joe has a lot of Tevin. And Rav says, you better not, that's us or do. And the guy says, well, sorry, forgive me, but that's what I'm going to do. So Rav Kana was a Talmud of Rav, and Rav Kana gave him a shake that breaks his neck, and he fell down dead. Come Yosef Rav Kana, Kami Rav Kana, Shamti Lekuye Minei, he broke his neck, and that was the end of this person. But he had an unfortunate accidental fall. And Rav says upon him, this is the drasha. He said, "Banecho ulfu shachol roshach kol chutzos kaso michmar," like a toe. What's a toe? Well, you have to read Parshas Re'eh in Sefer Dvarim. Rashi over here quotes it. That it lists over there that the 10 behemos ksheiros, 3 of which are behemos and 7 which are chayos ksheiros, and soy and zomer and turbula, which we don't really know what they are. Well, let's say the Rashi over here says a turbula is a tur, means like a tor, like a shore, below yar, not in a forest. But maybe it's an African water buffalo, which is, they say, possibly the most dangerous animal on that continent, worse than the lions and worse than everything else. They're very wild and very vicious. And when they knock at someone, they don't stop. They come down back 5 times to make sure they do a good job. That's a toy michmor, in a merachim alav. So the Gemara says, ma tozeh, just like this wild beast, kemish nafum b'michmor, in a merachim alav. If chas v'shalom, someone falls into the same pit or area where this guy, where this animal is, better say shema quick. In a merachim alav, here there's no rachmanis. He comes at him again and again and again until the imam pulverizes him. Af mamash Yisrael, kemish nafum b'yad akum, in a merachim alav. Even if, Rabbi Sir, even this is the answer to your question, even if it's a matter of $10, even if it's a matter of just a fine for some kind of a civil, not criminal, civil kind of a case. Now, we might not be talking about the American justice system. We're going to talk about the Bleeding as we progress. But what the Gemara is establishing is that with going, you can never tell where it's going to go. It could take a turn this way or that way. And it starts out civil and ends up being uncivil and it becomes criminal. Turn the page, the top of Amud Beis. The Rosh says in that Gemara, what happens is, no lemahayom miksasa. Today they fine him for $100. Lemachadol imkula. Then they say, you know what? They wipe him out completely. You know what? Lusov miyasmo. So they start torturing him. Buhargim so until he dies from the tortures. Why are they torturing him? Shiyoda ula yeshla yosubamai. Maybe he really has something more, or maybe there's someone else that they could get a hold of, and they start. They want to get some more information, confessions out of him, until Nebuch, oy, an accident happened, and that's how Dini Nefashis, Dini Mamanis could escalate and become Dini Nefashis. Vahavale, right, Dave? V'nitan l'hatzila v'nafsha. Here's black and white. The Rosh says, we give him the din of a right Dave for the very beginning, even though this is only a number of chashashas that might this happen, that might happen. It's only a grama, ayadei the goyim, which is now bari azek, there's no certainty it's going to happen. But just like there's no rachmanis by that wild beast that he's, when he's onto someone, there's no rachmanis by goyim. They don't have a sense of rachamim, and you're throwing them throwing a yin in front of them is like throwing them in front of a wild beast. The Mordechai adds another little bit of a twist to this point. He says, Klaymar, because Yisrael knife will be Adam called to who malil mavalilois kolkach. Then they start alleging, oh, he what another accusation, another allegation, another case they could bring him out about him, especially if there's a bunch of unsolved cases. Might as well solve it right now, because now obviously he's the one that's at fault for the other thing too. At Jahari poem Baladez and Khan Zafashis, you never know where it's going to end up. It starts out as being Dini Mominus, it might end up being Dini Fashis. So this gives us a picture of why there's a din of a right if over here. And why it's mutter l'harg of Yadayim, it doesn't yet still really explain to us why it's Elo Chenech L'Abba. Because the Rotzeach Mamish, a person goes over and kills a person, Hashem Yirach Yishmarenu, he's over, Gilei Raya Shvichas Domin Avodah Zara, all three, it's still Yeshel Chenech L'Abba. Maybe Avodah Zara is different. Let's leave Avodah Zara alone. But Gilei Raya Shvichas Domin, it's still Yeshel Chenech L'Abba. They used to taunt David HaMelech, the Gemara in Yevamah says, And they ask him, David, ma dino, what's the din of a person that's born Asia's ish? Like they were asking just a purely innocuous, innocent question. Of course, they were trying to write some on about the Maisa of Basheva. And he has to answer them, person that's born Asia's ish is dino, bechenek, v'yeshlo chelek l'mabav, v'mabav v'necha v'yabarabav, ein lo chelek l'mabav. That was David Melech's response to them. But Baal Eish is Ish, is Yesh Lo Chelek, and like as we would say, is Yesh Lo Chelek. And over here, this person that makes a monetary, a civil, or even criminal kind of thing that might possibly evolve into becoming a Zekon Zafashis, the Chera, how could be worse? The Mamash, Bikuch, and Mamash, Vichos, Dom, and Gomor. You can hear he has dinner right if. Because a right if will be it's a Chiddush. The right if is when he's running out from the guy with a gun, with a knife, ready to kill him. So that's a dinner of a right if. I have to tell you that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin is actually a Mishnah in Maseches Ahalais in Seder Tiris that says the din of a raidif doesn't only go when a person is premeditatedly trying to go and kill another person, but Rachman Slan by a mother that's in trouble in birth, in labor, and the doctor says if this baby comes out, there's not going to be a mother left, so the din is that you abort that child, even though that's the din of Ratzicha. Moshe is Mayrach on this point, and the Gemara is Nida, and the Gemara is Sanhedrin talk about it, that's Ritzicha. And for the very fact that it has to be mutter because of the fact that it's a Raidev, it's a Rai itself that it's a Ritzicha. So you're allowed to do Ritzicha now and kill that unborn person, that life, and then why? Because he's been Masakein as Emite. Now, obviously, that little baby doesn't know what it's doing, it has no Kavana, it's being pushed along by the mother herself, or if you want, by the Baruch Shem, Mother Nature, as you want to call it. He has no kavana whatsoever. And Avapikin, Lemaisa, he has been Masakein, the mother. So a din of Raidev is not telling kavana, but over there you can say it's with a certainty. But if the doctor will say, you know, there's a 10% chance it's going to kill the mother. Therefore, should we definitely kill the baby? Not so push it anymore. Right? Over here, there's a possibility that if you turn him into authorities because of Dine Mamanis, it might, like the Rosh and the Mordechai are saying, evolve, who knows what it's going to, where it's going to escalate to. And it might, so that's a might. Therefore, you go and purposely, be a dime, go and kill this person. It's a chiddush atzum that we have that kind of din of a right if over here.
A
right if is not worse than a rotzeach. So we still have the answer to the Elam Haba issue. Yeah, but I'm just saying, even as the right if, you're allowed to kill. So over here, you're allowed to kill it. But even in that halacha of kill it, before we talk about Olam Haba, right, that was one question about why is Elo Chelek Haba, why is it worse than a Rotzeach? But even we'll leave the Olam Haba question aside, a Rotzeach you're allowed to kill, this guy is right now endangering another person's life, also he's a Rotzeach. But he's a possible, potential endangerment, nothing definite. Someone going down the highway at 95 miles an hour, right? And he's only 17 and a half, right? Right? He's a serious endangerment possibility. And 95 hours an hour, I don't want to see what is going to happen to the other vehicle or rider. So you're allowed to go and shoot him in the head. You first tell him, slow down. No. Zoom, it goes to 105. So you're allowed to kill him, right? But he's a possible danger. So that is a chiddush. It doesn't sound like that anywhere else. Here, this is what the Rambam is saying, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, because there's a possibility that it's going to something's going to happen, even I de agrama, and even though it's only Rashash, he's already a right ape and you can kill him. So the chiddush of being able to kill him itself is a big chiddush. Bigger than the chiddush than the case of the baby and the mother, because that at least is pretty much a definite thing. The doctor's saying it's either one or the other. You have to take your choice. But over here, this is a chashash, might even be somewhat of a chashash rachik. I'm not sure how probable or improbable it's going to be.
Drunk driver also.
Drunk, the same thing. 100 miles an hour and drunk is pretty much the same.
How do you see his remote? It says, this is
what's going to
happen.
Pamim harbe bali day. Maybe many times it does, but many times it doesn't. There's no definite outcome. Every person that gets penalized and fined or imprisoned doesn't get killed.
Well, the rush doesn't say
it's mortifying. So, is that what happens every single time? That's what very well might happen. Jumping ahead, out of order right now, the third paragraph on the bottom of the page over here, it starts with a shach, skip there afterwards, the Bir HaGra, that explains the shita of the Rambam, that he has a din of a right eif, and you're only killing him lahatzos chavero, not because of the chayiv, chayiv at the end of that line. Ubir, Shom Tzivkot Ayin Dalet, the next akroid of Av She'en Meschaving, like we said by the case of the Yoledes, so he brings that Makor. V'Av She'en Lagroma, it's not you're doing directly, it's causing the goy to do it. V'Av Abavon Akal starts out just being a matter of $10. V'Av She'en Racha Shasha, it's only a possibility of who knows, maybe it will evolve to that. Kmo Baba Bakteris, he shall sue. Baba Bakteris, a burglar comes in the middle of the night. So he doesn't want to kill anyone, he wants to get the silver and check out. But what happens in case someone confronts him and the person's not smart enough to go back to bed, right? But he confronts and says, stop. And that guy, what's he going to do then? He might pick up and run for his life. He might take out his weapon and use it. It's only the shash. So after Gra, you see, the din of the lach is Baalbach Teres, is Ein Lo Damim, Pasuk Mishpatim. You see that even someone's only not a definite outcome, it's just a possibility. That already is that has a lach of a right to it. You're allowed to be but to the hargai, because he might do this, and it might this situation might, and all the might possible things, without yet quantifying what the degree of probability is. It's rach hashasha, and yet bal machteres is mutter. And likewise over here, that's why we've done this with this case also did a right. So that's a chiddush to say it's a right, even though it's indefinite. It's not a certainty. And to boot, which is more than Baruch Machteres, that it's only a day agroma. Baruch Machteres, you're afraid that he's going to actually do something to be a dying directly. But over here, it's just Chashash is going to do it a day agroma because he's going to turn him into the Goy, and who knows what the Goy is going to do beyond that. But so Michmar, we say a Goy is like putting him into a, if you take a tree and you put it in one of these grinder upper machines. Take a person and put him like that. That's not, well, maybe we'll see what. That's where we look at. You might someone, you might take him and put him into the grinder. You destroy him. That's throw him into the fire. That's what you're doing over here.
We have an
umdana. The umdana is
that if someone confronts him, that.
No, the umdana is that the balabayas is in omen amamono. I'm going to make a stand. So what's he going to do then? He might turn tail and then run out. If he's smart, that's what he'll do. He might get scared and lose himself and shoot. It's not a good thing for him to think like that, and it's not a good, you know, but whatever it is, it doesn't always happen. Not every robbery ends up with a murder.
Yeah, but here it's certainly not the kavana of the person who's meiser that it should be meiser
meiser. Okay, but not kavana. We already know from the yoledes that doesn't matter. and not that as a definite outcome we know from the case of Bamach Teres. Grumma, I don't know a good makor for. Maybe the lettuce is also grumma. Excuse me? Yes. Once the child is ready, Yatzah Rosh over Rubai, then ain't Dechu Nevesh Bevi Nevesh. Why do you make a choice of one over the other? She's going to endanger him, he's going to endanger her. So whoever survives, survives. Shevat Asi Adav. But so as long as he's not born, then we could we could make that choice. No, not Kavana. Not Kavana, because he's a lesser Nefesh. Before he's born, he's not completely a Nefesh. And there, if you kill if you abort, it's only Ritzicha, but it's not Chayav Misa.
I said, in the case of the live-born baby, right? Don't you see that
Kavana
makes a difference?
No, I'm not going to go because as Shabbat Tassi Adif, how can you choose one over the other? This is a person, this is a person.
Right, doesn't that mean that
Kavana
is essentially...
No, not Kavana. They're both misakting each other. The Jack says, one's going to live, one's not. Take your choice. I said, I'm not going to play God. I can't take choices. It ain't Deicha Nefesh B'nei Nefesh. That's Lashon the Mishnah. Ain't Deicha Nefesh B'nei Nefesh. Once it Yatzah Rosh of Rubo, ain't Deicha Nefesh B'nei Nefesh. He's a Nefesh, she's a Nefesh. None of the Gemara. She's not Mechavin to kill the baby. The baby's not Mechavin to kill her. It's one or the other. Shavah Tasi Adav. He's a Rodev to her and she's a Rodev to him. Who's Rodev who? They're both in a boat. One's going to sink, right? So they're both in a predicament that one's going to survive, one's not. So no one's more rotif than the other one. But beforehand, we're able to say objectively, he's rotif her. Never kill him. I have Shlomo Kavana. You see that Shlomo Kavana doesn't matter. Okay, we're just making a little beginning of a very big zugya. So please know to stay tuned, and we're going to get further.
Potential damage by the speeding motorist, the drunk driver.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to qualify as a garment.
It's not garment.